When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Could we build me a Living Plus house?
Uh-huh. As in?
Small, plywood, basic brickwork, nothing crazy. I could walk through it. ATN on here, face aging on the wall here. Maybe clouds appear above the house? What do you think?
We can definitely check with the team. Denny.
It's certainly an exciting vision, but...
Don't say no, Denny. Don't say no.
This is for tomorrow?
Hollywood, though, right?
We need a house, practical build.
Here's the rule, okay? No one can say no. Yes, Kendall. Thank you, Kendall, for the cool new rule.
Thank you, Kendall.
Succession, season 4, episode 6 is over, and Yellow Jackets, season 2, episode 6... hasn't aired yet, and yet here we are making them fight each other in the post-show recaps versus arena. I am back. It's Josh Wigler. I am joined here by LaTanya Starks, LT. I am not going to say that last week's podcast with you and Jess Sterling slapped, but it was very good. Very fun to listen to.
We had so much fun just talking to each other about things that only we could talk to each other about, you know?
It was great. Yeah,
you were missed.
Sure. I was vapor is what I was. I was just a gaseous substance.
Missed.
Yes, I was missed. But I was thrilled to listen to the two of you together. I hope people enjoyed that one as well. And yeah, we got to get the two of you on a regular pod together. We'll look into that.
Yeah, we'll work on something.
We'll workshop that. We'll yes and that. And we will yes and, as in sort of improvise, an episode of Versus this week, where all season long we have been pitting the final season of Succession against the second season of Yellow Jackets, and it has mapped out rather well since they both premiered at the same exact time with the same exact episode order, except turns out maybe not, as there are only 9 episodes of Yellow Jackets season 2, and there is this week off to consider. So good thing we titled these podcasts by the weeks rather than the episodes, because it allows us to have a conversation here where we can talk about a week that was full of Succession and a week that was light, aka basically non-existent on Yellow Jackets. Though in the Yellow Jackets podcast land, we made do. There's the feedback show that happened with Jess and Grace. There's also talking about the trauma of Yellow Jackets with the great Dr. Melissa Woodward. So if you're a Yellow Jackets fan and you were missing out on the show this week, we had you covered on the podcast, and we will have a really fun time talking about both shows today. So make sure you're subscribed to the Versus podcast. That's the big thing. You want to do that so you never miss out on whatever the future Versus conflict is. I don't know at this point in time. Genuinely, could it be, I don't know, writers versus the establishment could be a thing.
Yeah,
we could get into that.
That sounds right.
You never know. But you want to make sure you're subscribed. Push a recaps of Versus wherever you get your podcasts. If you want the RSS link to search by URL, that is pushyourrecaps.com/versus wherever you get your podcasts.
Take one, Mark.
Snow when you're ready.
What this new product offers is community. Safe, secure community, enriched with the integrated interactions with the cherished family of Waystar's movie and TV characters. I'm convinced that the Living Plus real estate brand can bring the cruise ship experience to dry land and provide a significant boost to the earnings of our parks division. I couldn't be more excited.
Can I stop you there? Sorry, the thought is... Can we maybe do just one more? The thought was just maybe a touch more upbeat.
Oh, that was the thought, was it?
Just be good to get it as good as it can be.
Oh, you think we should get it as good as it can be?
Could you maybe sound more excited when you say the word excited? Okay. Sorry, he's a little shiny. Can we get Angela? Are you nearby? Just a little shine. Thank you.
Oh, can you please stop buzzing around me?
Latanya, I guess let's start with the show that had an episode this week, Succession.
Yeah.
I loved the cringe. I know we're not supposed to call it cringe based on a great Jeremy Strong interview with Vulture. I don't know if you read it, LT. It was really fun. But it's like, I hate it when people call it cringe. I'm just doing my job. It's like, well, man, you're effectively getting me to cringe, sir.
Yeah. Your job is to get us to cringe during all of this. And it worked really, really well. Especially when you had your dead father come out via screen projection and had a discussion with him.
Yeah. So what did you think of Succession taking a turn towards the Jurassic Park this week, Latanya?
This was the weirdest episode of Succession that I think I've ever seen in my entire
life. Okay. Elaborate. I'd love to hear more.
There's something about them going to California that I think throws off, like it discombobulates the group.
Yeah.
And the fact that they're all at different stages of grieving, like Kendall is at his manic phase and Roman is just firing every woman that he can get into a room with. And Shiv is just keeping more secrets than she typically does. And incredibly hormonal. Like, it's just wild to watch. And to see this episode begin with Brian Cox was like a drastic shift in what I was expecting. I was not expecting the top of my 8 o'clock hour to start with Brian Cox's face, but that's what happened. And I don't know who these people that were like directing this commercial that didn't understand that you shouldn't interrupt Logan Roy mid-sentence or else he'd get cranky, and maybe not so much with the bronzer or else he'd get mad at you too. But I felt really bad for the women who were there. I'll just say that.
It's
a weird episode.
It was a really weird episode. I was totally thrown by the opening with Logan. That was like one of the most, like, I don't know, like knots in my stomach feelings I've had with this show, because I thought that was so effective because it really speaks to like, yeah, he's dead, but he's like elemental. He is ever present. He is in many ways now eternal. The ghost in the machine. He is the lawnmower man. It was horrifying.
It was really horrifying. And then to just see all of the work that Kendall put the staff through, who are just showed up there to do lighting cues with him and to get the speech, feed the speech into the prompter. And all of a sudden he's like, can you build me a Living Plus house and make there be clouds inside?
Don't say no.
Yeah. The never say no rule, I feel like, wouldn't fly with HR.
Yeah, but it seems like the boys are trying to do this without HR. So they don't really care. They don't really care about any of their human resources.
They did fire Jerry.
Yeah, but is Jerry actually fired? I was getting into this with Rob a little bit, right? Like, this doesn't feel like the end of the world for Jerry.
I don't think it feels like the end of the world for Jerry, because Roman immediately says, I want to take it back. But then he gets that like nudge from Kendall saying, yeah, do it. F it. Like, fire her. Fire the studio woman. Fire Greg. Fire me.
Yeah. Eat effing Greg and fire me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just want to know that Jerry is doing okay.
Yeah, she was pretty pissed.
Yeah,
she was rightfully so.
The lip quiver was just like, the amount of times I've had that, like, I want to cry because I'm so angry I can't scream at you right now.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, she needs to reserve a room.
oh my God.
Schedule her rage, I think. Yeah, J. Smith Cameron had been complimented about it on Twitter, and she retweeted this compliment, and I think all she said was, thank you. Which is all you need to say if you're Jerry.
Frankly,
it should be you're welcome.
It really should. Thanks. She's actually doing double work on Sundays now. I don't know if you know that she's in this show called like Waco the Aftermath on Showtime.
Oh no.
Yeah.
So that's so weird because it's like Waystar Royco combined. And also I do believe the reviews that I read for that were like, this is not just unnecessary, but also offensive.
It's wild.
I have no interest in checking it out.
She plays, what's hilarious about it, and then we can move on, is that she plays the original prophet of the Branch Davidians.
Okay.
Who is like, you know, a woman of her age. And then a young David Koresh comes in and is like, hey, I'm going to get with the original prophet of the Branch Davidians.
J. Smith Cameron just getting out here and doing the thing.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Nothing.
Great that she's got double work on Sunday nights, especially if she's just been fired from Succession.
Exactly.
Helpful, helpful. I think that this is actually a great week of verses just internally in the Succession universe. There's lots of battles occurring right now. We're in action stations here, LT. It's the siblings are against each other, whether or not they know it yet. Mm-hmm. There's Shiv versus Tom in a game of bitey. And it is really annoying that in the episode that humans are eating each other on Succession, that we don't have a new Yellow Jackets to compare it to.
Oh my gosh. It made me so upset. Like the whole way that they've broken down, and we'll talk about it when we get to Yellow Jackets, but both the press and the way that they've broken down Yellow Jackets this year, this season, has made me a little bit upset for the show.
Man.
Because I think it killed a lot of the buzz that we had so much of going into the first season.
Yeah. I think going up against Succession is hard, as we've seen in the verses, right? In the head to head. So I think, you know, Succession is ending, you know? Succession is rolling out its final season. That's just such a big shadow. That is like Logan Roy's shadow itself.
It is.
So I think all the TV that's happening right now is at least taking some sort of like second fiddle to Succession conversationally, at least. I do think that the week off doesn't supremely help with Yellow Jackets.
It doesn't. But I will say, if you put Logan Roy in the wilderness with those women, he's not coming out alive.
I think that that's correct. Well, first of all, he may not have come out alive when the plane landed, considering he didn't come out of another plane alive.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think he wouldn't have made it to the wilderness. Yeah, probably
everyone's putting on their compression stockings now.
My scorching day. That's right. That's right. Okay, so we should just clock your feelings on the three siblings, I think. I've talked a lot about Succession this week. Big weeks for Kendall. Big shoes. Big week.
Big shoes, big hat, big nervous breakdown.
Yeah, for Kendall. So there's Kendall, who has a really big week. I think big weeks for Roman and Shiv as well. Do you want to position them? You want to power rank them 3-2-1? Who was best to worst this week?
Yeah, so I like an insider quiet power kind of thing. I would give the number one to Shiv because she got information from Madsen. First of all, she made Madsen leave his plane and come over to hers, which is always the move.
Yoo-hoo.
And I love the amount of things that Madsen is too big for in this show.
Sure.
And one of them is this jet. And he tells her kind of what went down on the side of the mountain that I can't pronounce. And she knows what her brothers are up to. So after they have that meeting where they're trying to tank the deal, she calls them out on it and she gets them to admit it by just saying, lie to my face. Like, I dare you right now to lie to my face. And I think that her having that kind of backdoor into the morality of these two brothers, if there is any, is a really important card to be able to play at any given time. Because they did promise her that it would be a three-way joint deal and that she would be in on everything. Well, last episode, they were asking if Pinky could dance. Like, the first person to call her Pinky that wasn't her dad, which is so condescending.
Yeah.
And she gets the tweet deleted.
Yeah, she
scrubs just a phone call.
Scrubs the Nazi tweet. But she also does kind of get the Nazi tweet created in the first place, arguably.
She's not in his mind. She didn't tweet it.
No, but she does call him and say, maybe you can throw a wrench in the gears. And he's like, okay, well, here's my wrench.
Yeah, Nazi tweet shouldn't be your go-to wrench.
Yeah. And then, but I think that she calls her, is like, could you take the Nazi tweet down? Like, maybe you're giving this a little too much attention. Yeah. This is the episode where I, for the first time, noticed that, like, what F off is to Logan and what dad is to Kendall, is to Shiv.
Yeah.
Is really greatly used all over the show.
Everyone does a great
She wields yeah like a lightsaber.
It's so good.
Yeah.
She's just like, no, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's great.
So good. So then I would probably put Kendall second.
Okay.
Because he did not shit his pants in public on a stage.
He didn't shit the bed, no. Which he has done before.
Like, he has done that before. He did not openly do that in front of a bunch of shareholders. He instead had a nice little conversation with his father, who had passed away, and juiced the hell out of some numbers. Talk about like SEC violations.
Yeah.
But, you know, he got through it, and he got through it during a very manic episode that he was having. And then he had a little Don Draper moment in the ocean.
Yeah.
Right. That's the ocean. Over
yeah,
in California?
I would say that was the ocean.
Okay, I'm not going to call it the sea.
I don't think, I mean, I think you can call whatever you want, LT, will follow you to the gates of hell. So your call, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, he did okay, given that he failed upward, essentially.
Yeah, and didn't get laughed off the stage,
right.
And, you know, had this sort of wacky mission in mind. And was able to accomplish it, at least for now. Is this going to be the last moment of triumph for Kendall, or do you think Kendall is continuing to price rocket in your estimation as the season has 4 episodes remaining?
I'm not sure, because this was hardly a triumph for him. You know, he like just barely did the bare minimum to get it to triumphant state.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure how much more of this he has in him, especially if he keeps working the way that he has been working. Like, he's just going to burn himself out.
Yeah. He has said that he needs something super absorbing in the first episode of the season. It seems like he has found it buying his own hype. He certainly rates himself number one on the list with that drawing in the sand at the end of
the episode. Oh my God. Drawing a number one in the sand. Like, this boy, and he's not a man anymore.
Sure.
Like, this boy is so broken that it's just hard to imagine him continuing to do well, given the amount of dysfunction that is just like, there's just like a little like skin of a man, layers of dysfunction underneath.
Yeah. That leaves us with Roman, who's just firing people.
Like, Roman, what are you doing? Like, I liked Jesse Armstrong saying that it takes a type of fortitude to fire people. That is, having fired people, that is true.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that should be your go-to action, especially
yeah.
at like on the third day of your tenure as co-presidents.
Yeah. When the only tool you have is firing people, everybody looks like a person to be fired. I don't
yeah.
think that's how the saying goes.
I'm sure that's how it goes somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. He can't stop. He can't stop himself. This is, you know, classic Roman conflict avoidant. Now that he has power, rather than like hash things out and cleverly, you know, get into it with somebody and be solution oriented, it's just hit the red button, eject.
Yeah, specifically for women.
Yeah.
Which, you know, Waystar Royco already has a terrible, terrible track record when it comes to women. So firing, you know, 2 top women in your company, one in your East Coast division and one in your West Coast division, sounds like a terrible thing to do. And maybe you shouldn't do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially on your own without any legal capacity to do so.
Right. To Jerry's point, not the best call. Do you think that we've seen Logan for the last time, that Logan presentation at the start of the episode, or do you think we'll get more Logan video footage?
I don't know if we'll get more video footage, but there has to be a funeral at some point, right?
Yes. You would imagine so. So it could be open casket,
right.
Logan Roy could be a thing that we're getting. I really just hope that we get continued Logan Roy deepfakes. I hope that Kendall continues to text people using the likeness, the voice and likeness of Logan Roy. Not because that would be like a good thing to do, but because it would be so ghoulish and representative of where Kendall is at this point in time, thinking that he truly has become his father.
Yeah, and the thing about it that makes it, like, takes it over the top and makes it so sad is that Roman misses the sound of his father's voice so much that he's just listening to this terrible message about him on repeat.
Yeah.
So he can have anything.
Yeah.
To hold on to.
Awkward.
Yeah, it's not great.
So that sound of music of the Succession score without a single drop of Yellow Jackets dialogue is because there's no Yellow Jackets to talk about this week. Folks, the episode is delayed. Not delayed. I think that that's unfair to say, right? It was a skip week. It's a skip week here on Yellow Jackets. And I guess like a good time then to like take stock of where we are here in a moment where we don't have a new episode of Yellow Jackets to talk about. And I think we already started getting into this a little bit with the idea of where is the buzz, buzz, buzz. So you're not feeling like Yellow Jackets is getting buzzed about enough this season?
No.
Or okay.
I think that bifurcating the release hasn't helped. So some people get it on Friday, as you all know, and then other people see it on Sunday. And I understand that that is probably a tactic to deal with the behemoth that is the show that we were just discussing in Succession. Yeah. But there's just something that kind of like takes the wind out of the sails of releasing a show in that way. People are capable of handling two shows airing on a Sunday night.
Yeah.
Like it's been done before. And the people who are fans of Yellow Jackets are going to be there for Yellow Jackets regardless of what else is happening.
Yeah.
Is my opinion.
I don't disagree, especially I think Yellow Jackets is such a great water cooler show. I mean, there was a big part of the reason why we wanted to do this one specifically. I think going head to head on that Sunday night would be a really exciting battle, and I do feel like it has hit differently because Yellow Jackets kind of like sneak attacks in a couple of days earlier. But then that does like leave you with sort of like the murky thing that in my opinion is to say it sucks about streaming I think is probably overstating it, but it's not my favorite part of streaming is everyone's at this totally different pace. And so like the conversation around it is so delicate and eggshelly because like, I don't know how much you've watched yet versus sort of that communal experience that HBO, not Max, still has some measure of, mastery over that. They've got that Sunday at 9 p.m. slot. I do think that like Yellow Jackets feels like it should be that lost Wednesday 8 p.m. or whatever time slot, and instead the digital release I think makes it so you go into Yellow Jackets weekend and you're not sure where everybody stands, and for a lot of people that works, and I'm just like old man TV over here.
Maybe that's me too. Maybe I'm old lady TV.
Yeah.
But I just have noticed a noted downtick in terms of tweets. Like I have a very friendly algorithm, I guess.
Okay.
Yellow
Jackets. Davis likes you. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yellow Jackets content used to be all over my timeline, and now I hardly see any tweets about it anymore. You have to search them out.
Yes. I think my timeline is pretty inundated with Succession. The Yellow Jackets does break through. This week, obviously, for very obvious reasons, was really quiet. But let's take stock of where we are mid-season, because now we've got four episodes left. Yeah, four episodes remaining still. So we're a little bit past that halfway mark now. We left things in cliffhangery territory. Both in terms of we don't know what's coming next, and also it's like a blizzard, so it reminds me of Cliffhanger movie. Mm-hmm. Did you see that's getting a sequel?
Oh, great. Exactly what we need.
I asked for it, so that's good to know. If they don't bring back Michael Rooker, I'm going to freak out. and if they bring back John Lithgow somehow, spoilers, I'm going to freak out as well. Because it's like, whoa, okay, we're dealing with supernatural territory.
He's the ice truck killer, everybody.
Pretty cool. Yeah, Trinity.
He's
Trinity.
Oh, he's Trinity. That's true.
Ice truck killer would be great to bring back as well.
Yeah, bring him back too.
So maybe let's think about like what needs to happen for this back half of the season to really recapture buzz. Because I think that like the buzziest thing that happened at the end of episode 2. at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this birth will help. You know, nothing brings about buzz like a birthing.
Oh no,
that's one of the things that they say in the South all the time.
The discourse. It's coming.
It's coming.
It's here.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's gonna be big, I think. Whatever is gonna happen here and how this plays out with Shauna and Ty, sort of being trapped in this situation, you gotta imagine is gonna be really harrowing.
Yeah, and Misty kind of, you know, with the babysitter's training course, CPR course, is going to have to deliver a baby now.
Yeah, I haven't been on any of the Yellow Jackets coverage for episode 5, so I just got to be like, Misty, you just killed your friend.
You scared
your friend to death.
Yes, but technically, her friend stepped off of that hill.
Yeah.
You know? As she was being threatened with murder.
Yeah, so like it does feel like
I'm just saying, in the same way that Kendall didn't kill that kid.
Uh-huh.
That kid grabbed the wheel.
Right.
They were going perfectly straight. They could have hit a sheep or whatever it was and been okay. But that kid grabbed the wheel, thus causing them to go, and he is the proximate cause of his own death.
Yeah, I'm still kind of just feeling a certain kind of way about Misty scaring not Crystal. Kristen is her name, right?
Kristen, yeah.
But she didn't want to correct anyone, so she's Crystal.
It's Crystal the pistol.
Crystal the pistol off the mountaintop. So another person who could have been Pit Girl that I guess isn't Pit Girl.
Where are we ever going to find out who Pit Girl is?
So a Pit Girl reveal. That would be hugely buzzy.
That would be great.
Definitive Antler Queen. Hugely buzzy. Hugely buzzy.
We got the queen card back, which we know that I know only from watching theory videos of interviews done by the cast.
Yeah.
That is the way, one of the ways that they choose who goes is picking a card like they do for chores. So I think whoever gets the queen card is like up for the hunt.
Yeah. I look forward to seeing like that rule system develop out. You know, that's something that I hope we get a little bit more into by the end of the season, because it's not enough to just eat one person this season.
It's not.
We got to eat another person, folks.
Yeah, and that person was dead from last season. So, yeah. Like, you know, no new deads.
We got to play Bitey here on Yellow Jackets.
The Yellow Jackets people would kill at a game of Bitey.
Uh-huh. Yeah, not great. So I feel like that would be a big buzzy thing to bring into it. Antler Queen reveal would be a big buzzy thing to bring into it. And I think another round of cannibalism would be a big buzzy thing. I think some version of what is Yellow Jackets' version of the Tailies on Lost. Like, you know, can we bring additional people in here? It's not always a celebrated thing. It worked out poorly for the Wilds, for example.
Yeah. Not the Wilds.
But I feel like just like knowing a little bit more about the terrain and what's here and some of that supernatural stuff.
Yeah, they've been mapping it out. I'd like to know where Javi was.
Yeah.
Like, where was he? He's not even like wind worn like the rest of them are, and they've been inside a cabin just like going outside to do chores and I guess doing morning woo-woo time.
Yeah,
they are like bitten up by the wind, but like Javi looks totally fine and is talking about his friend. What?
Yeah. Yeah, so is that an actual person, or is it another, like, okay, he's gone woo-woo, and it's, what was it, Kendall gone woo-woo? Like, is it going to be Javi gone woo-woo? Or is there an actual person? So I would love some clarity on that. And I think just some version of, like, shaking up the stakes of what's going on in the winter. I do think, like, oddly, some of the wilderness momentum has felt like it's stalled a tiny bit, like the winter has like done to the kids, and so like that could be the point, like structurally, to feel that way so that we price rocket the back portion of season 2. I would really love to see the second half of season 2 really get lit, because I think individual episodes have been really, really, really great. But yeah. For whatever reason, the chatter, whether it's, you know, daunted by Succession or the, I think to your point, release, you know, something needs to happen. We got to get that buzz back. Obviously, yeah. Like the show has been renewed for a third season. Writer's room assembled for approximately one day, according to the showrunners.
Got a lot of great work done during that one day.
One day was all they had. So Yellow Jacket season 3 development had begun, and now we are in writer strike territory. So that's going to be that for the duration of the strike. I think it's not been a bad season by any stretch. I think that there's been really good stuff. I just think it's like been quiet. The chatter has felt
it's been really quiet. It's been flashbacks to Coach Ben and Coach Ben's significant other, which, like, God bless Coach Ben, but I don't know that I need that unless Coach Ben is Pit Girl. Like,
he's Pit something.
Yeah. He is not long for the show, I don't think. So they're giving him things to do now. But yeah, no, the momentum I think on the show is really stalled. Like, I had forgotten, like, that Adam Martin existed for a second. We still don't know who the hell that guy was.
Yeah, was Shauna going to kill a cop?
You know.
Who says we can't kill a cop?
Who says?
Yeah, you never know.
Just because he's attractive, I'm talking about Kevin Tan. Doesn't mean that he can't get murdered.
That would cause a big problem with Shauna and Nat. She kills Kevin Tan.
Nat's in a cult now, so.
Sure, as one does.
She doesn't really care about most of what's happening out in the outside world. We got to imagine that we get all the adults to the cult.
Yeah, I would think so. If we somehow aren't able to get all of them together, I think at the very least, Misty is going to get Natalie out of it, and then maybe the cult comes to everybody. Maybe it's like that. It's like, we don't go to the cult comes to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so I mean, I'll allow that too in Soviet Russia. I'll allow that too. It's just part of what was also so great about season one was having those women together.
Yeah.
And it's been okay in season two having them be kind of doubled up. I guess, except for Shauna, who's just like all about trying to control the fact that she murdered someone and then told her daughter and husband about it.
Yeah.
So we're just seeing their family unit kind of crash and burn. But I missed the camaraderie of those. Like, there was a spark there when those women were acting off of each other. And that's not happening in this season. And it needs to come back.
Thank you, Dad.
It's time. Is it time?
Welcome. Chair, Tom Wamsgans.
I'm here cheering you on.
Thanks, buddy. Go. Thanks. Warmed him up for you.
Thanks, Kevin. Go, Tom. Yes.
Launched it.
Launched
that shit, bro.
ATN citizen. And you are an ATN citizen. And you are an ATN citizen. And I'm an ATN citizen.
All right, Latanya, let's go to the Versus Arena for a bit of a different one, I think. It would be really unfair to just have Succession play ball and Yellow Jackets not show up at all, and Yellow Jackets just gets to Succession gets to just like sweep a ton of categories and really increase its lead over Yellow Jackets. It's currently, based on the numbers that I am looking at from your podcast with Jess, 25-18 Succession against Yellow Jackets. That's already a really tough lead, I think.
I think it could come back, especially considering the things I'm thinking of making up as to what's going to happen in the next episode.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do. We're not scoring points this week. This is going to be a points-free week, but we do have our versus categories. We are going to assign out Succession to the versus category. They're just going to, it's just like practice. It's just mm-hmm. We're going to go to practice with Waystar Royco. They're going to rehearse their presentation.
You want to talk about practice?
I want to talk about practice. I do. I want to talk about practice. We're out here podcasting. We're talking about practice is what we're going to do here. And I practiced this bit. So we'll talk about Succession in that way. We will give it all of like the categories that it would have had entrance for. And since there isn't a Yellow Jackets episode to stack it against, what we will do instead for Yellow Jackets is we are going to try and predict what we expect to see in episode 6 in these categories. So we're going to try and use this as a format to do some Yellow Jackets season 2 episode 6 predictions and see if we get anywhere close to right. And if we come back after the next episode and decide that the week before, wow, we predicted that perfectly, we will retroactively give Yellow Jackets a half point for those mm-hmm. categories. So this is maybe like generous, overly so. I think it's innovative.
I think it's what we call parody.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I was going to say juicing the numbers until they're just effing delicious. But you can call it whatever you want.
Have you ever had juiced numbers?
No.
Oh, they're so good.
Are they good?
Yeah.
What do they taste like?
Math? Money.
Yeah.
Like just like printing money.
So like very like coppery and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, a little bit.
Gross. It's like blood. Tastes like blood.
Well, I am sending blocks of my blood to you and Emily.
Yes, we received the first package and have been thoroughly horrified and kind.
Great.
There's no blood coming your way. Not doing that. Okay, so these are the categories, just to reset them. We have the title card, which episode has the better name. We have the boar on the floor, which is the most shameful moment. We have the antler queen, who is the biggest boss of the week. We have piss mad, the I can't believe that happened award. We've got the music of the night. There's generational wealth. There's generational trauma. There's most umami, that certain it factor. There's most heavily effing delayed. And there is episode overall. So let's get to it. Again, by default, Succession has the better episode title this week because there wasn't one for Yellow Jackets. Living Plus. What do you think of Living Plus?
I did not expect it to be a rollout episode, but I'm happy that it was because all of those rollouts that we see in tech are so ridiculous,
yeah,
that it makes perfect fodder for an episode of Succession. So, but Living Plus as a title would probably lose to Yellow Jackets if there was an episode.
Okay, so I do have the Yellow Jackets Wikipedia pulled up, but I have not looked ahead to episode 6. So I think we could actually very quickly figure out if we're about to score a half point for next week, as we have to make our first prediction, and this is a really blind prediction, LaTanya.
Uh-huh.
What is Yellow Jackets episode 6 called? What are we gonna call it?
Bye bye, baby.
Oh no.
I just wanted to see how far I can make you shrink into your chair. That worked. It worked, everybody. All right, that was a good outing. That was a nice podcast. I'm so happy to be here. I've been LaTanya.
Josh is gone. I was Josh before I imploded.
He's yet again missed.
Is the baby? I'm vapor again. Is the baby not going to make it?
No.
Oh, man.
That baby's been living off scraps of jerky and a dead woman.
All right, bye bye, baby. I mean, I can't say anything that's going to match against that. Bye bye, baby. Okay.
So that's trying to be insensitive about babies or women having babies. I'm talking about this particular episode of television.
Yeah.
I just want to say that.
Okay, so we will not be scoring a half point in this category. Surprisingly, LaTanya, the next episode of Yellow Jackets is not called Bye Bye Baby.
Okay.
It is called Key.
Excuse me?
Key.
Like a key to unlock something?
Q-U-I. Key.
Oh, which is French for here, right?
I think. I don't know. I don't speak
French. Or
is that
a key?
I'm not sure. Key. What does key mean?
It means who.
Who? Uh-huh. Okay, so if we don't get the Who in the music in this episode, who do we talk to? Not really 90s.
No rock. One, because everyone's on strike.
That's true. Yeah, there's no one to talk to. There's no one to talk to. Okay, so we are not going to get a half point for Yellow Jackets next week on title. But Boar on the Floor, the most shameful moment. So what was the most shameful moment of Succession this week for you?
I mean, there were several.
Uh-huh.
Shiv crying in a room that she thought was reserved. Roman just firing people. Kendall telling everyone the new rule is no one can say no. There's a smorgasbord to choose from.
Yeah, all of that's super shameful. I'm also thinking about Greg and Carl just sucking up to Kendall so much. Carl especially after being
Oh my gosh, now Carl,
you listen to me.
Yeah. I know.
Lots of shame. Probably shameful to manipulate the dead.
Even that's pretty Logan shameful. Roy,
that's pretty shameful.
That's pretty shameful. Like, when he came out there, well, he didn't come out. Like, when the video appeared, I was like, there's no way this is happening. And I love Carolina being like, where is this coming from?
Yeah.
I didn't write any of this.
Yeah. So it would be hard to pin one single thing down. Luckily, we don't have to. Not a thing we got to do this week. We do have to predict what's going to be the most shameful moment of Yellow Jackets Season 2, Episode 6 coming up. You bet throw me into vapor again?
No, maybe. Probably when Misty has to admit to everybody that she killed Kristen.
Do you think that she's going to... Oh, look, she admitted. Do you think Misty's going to... Is Misty going to cop to the kill?
I mean, I think people are going to be suspicious. Because two people go out and only one comes back. And only one comes back to tell the story. And it's Misty.
Yeah. Gosh, and I don't know if Misty has been the best with, like, subterfuge. I mean, she sabotaged
she's an actress now.
The radio, but now she's an actress. So, yeah, so if she has sort of, like, consumed the late Kristen's soul and her performance's abilities. Yeah, I think that could happen. Not gonna with the baby, right?
Yeah, no, I after I floored you the first time, I thought I'd admit might as well steer clear from the baby.
We don't think that's going to happen, do we?
Okay.
Can we deal with it if it happens and not try and will it into existence?
Yeah. I'm not willing any of this into existence. I just don't think that the instant thing that people are going to think when a baby comes out is let's eat that baby. You know?
I didn't say it, you know. I didn't say it.
Everyone knows what you were thinking.
It was Bitey. They're going to play Bitey. Okay, I'm good with... Let's... Misty gets caught. Is that what we're saying is going to be the most shameful moment?
It's a shameful moment. Mm. I guess... Don't we have a prison... Not a prison interrogation, but an interrogation coming up?
Yeah, there's an interrogation on the way. It's probably going to be something that Shauna does, though.
It has to be something Shauna does.
Yeah. If we want to like keep it open so that we could score a half point if we go broad, I don't know why we're like vouching for a show. The show should vouch for themselves.
Yeah.
Shauna is going to tell the police that her daughter did it. I don't know.
She could.
Yeah.
I would not put it past her.
Shauna blames Callie for Adam's death.
Yeah.
Bold prediction.
I mean, the ID is in Callie's drawer. Oh. They searched the house.
The police think it's Callie and Shauna doesn't correct the record.
Yeah.
What do we think? That's shameful.
We thought she was going to kill her.
Yeah.
Last episode.
That was
so,
a possibility at least.
You know.
All right, we want to lock that in?
Yeah.
Okay, Shauna blames Callie. That's how it's phrased, and so it shall be, so it is, if it is to be said. Shauna blames Callie, and that could go a long way. Shauna blames Callie. All right, piss mad. No, Antler Queen first. Antler Queen, biggest boss of the week. Well, you know, Kendall is CEO, co-CEO.
Let me just say that the biggest baller move that anybody could pull is just not showing up.
Uh-huh.
So maybe we give Yellow Jackets the Antler Queen.
Yeah. Yellow Jackets just by being like, nah.
Yeah.
I need a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need a week off.
Not going to LA.
Can relate. You do need a week off every once in a while. Yeah, who's gonna be the biggest boss of Yellow Jackets in episode 6? Who's gonna be the person that we like walk away from that being like, wow, they did great this week. They commanded that situation.
Young Shauna is going to push a baby from her body.
Correct.
So that's kind of a boss.
This feels like a layup, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Shauna's gonna be the Antler Queen next week. The other option is Ty, because she's like with her, and I feel like Ty could be like really amazing in all of that. Lots of different bosses. Everyone's a bad boss in Succession this week.
It's very true.
Yeah, no one's good to each other. All right, Piss Mad, the I Can't Believe That Happened award. Just on the Yellow Jackets prediction front, maybe this is where we put Bye Bye Baby.
When I said Bye Bye Baby, I just meant I think the baby's going to be a stillbirth.
Oh, man.
You escalated to eating said baby.
I didn't do it.
Yeah.
I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Didn't kick the shins. No, I did. I did.
See, all it took was a couple yes. I'm going to start using this in real life.
Yeah. Josh poured chocolate milk in the back seat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Caught me. Caught me. All right. Well, if it's not going to be that, then you put something in the piss mad for next week. Put something in the piss mad drawer.
I don't know. To celebrate the birth of the impending baby, everyone has an orgy.
Okay. Orgy. Group orgy. Blizzard orgy. Group orgy is
Lorgy,
when I'm,
if you will.
A lorgy? Oh my gosh. Okay. Group orgy officially locked in as a piss mad prediction. Would not be the first time on Yellow Jackets that's happened.
Yeah, seriously.
For the piss mad for Succession this past week, I thought that there were a lot of candidates, but the thing that like I really was so taken aback by still is just like that immediate sighting of Logan and like the utilization of Logan in this episode. It's like, oh wow, I guess like you could still use Brian Cox on the show even if Logan is dead.
Yeah, that really. I don't know if that set the tone for the weirdest episode I've seen so far of Succession, but it must have.
Twas up there. Twas up there. Music of the night, LaTanya. We are looking at some really fun renditions of the Succession theme, I thought, in this one. The golf cart with Roman Roy on the back.
That was good.
Going through the tour. Yeah. Yeah.
That was good. Yeah.
Seemed like they were listening to some good bops on the rooftop. Seemed like that was pretty sweet. really would have won Music of the Night if Kendall had done some sort of performance, but
he kind of did. The music that plays over him going to the beach is just superb music.
End of the episode. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really good. I don't think that it's a huge leap to say that Yellow Jackets will win the music next week.
Something. They've got to have some amazing. I mean, they could do Mother Mother.
Yeah. They could do Bye Bye Birdie, and then we would be thinking of that differently. You know, musical theater has its place here.
It does.
On Yellow Jackets.
Uh-huh. Just don't ever try to remake it. We learned that from Mad Men.
Yes. Bad idea. Bad idea. I think whatever's coming for episode 6 feels like it's going to be a really big one. I think that assigning a strong music choice to Yellow Jackets, I would vote that Yellow Jackets is going to win Music of the Night next week. That's my guess.
I would think so, too. There has to be something that they just come out of a bag at us with.
Okay. We'll see. I'm gonna lock that in. Officially, I put down "yep" in the Yellow Jackets column.
Yep.
To encompass our belief that Yellow Jackets will win Music of the Night in next week's episode.
You could put "yeah" with an exclamation point.
Okay, I'm doing that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah is in there. All right. Generational wealth. This would be like even if Yellow Jackets showed up, obviously, this is sort of the gimme category for Succession at this point.
It is. Yeah. Just all of them flying out to LA on different jets for some reason.
Tom confessing that if I'm being honest, I like my things. I like my nice stuff. I do. He likes his wine. He likes his watch.
I like nice stuff. I like wine. I like watch.
Mm-hmm. I like lamp.
I love lamp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tom was really flexing the desire for that wealth, if not the generational kind.
Yeah.
And then meanwhile, I think that there was like, especially from Kendall, you really did get the vibe of like, you know, the don't say no is from a guy who spent so much of his life never hearing the word.
Exactly. Yeah.
So generational wealth, they're dealing with huge, big budget tent poles. Is there a Waystar Studios production that you would be most eager to check out?
Well, I kind of have to like go with Kallispatron at this point because it's such a shit show.
Kallispatron. The other options include Dodrick and Friends, Legends of End Time, Dark Moon, Girl Zero, and morons. Yeah.
I mean, morons.
Morons is awesome. Morons is great. Ridiculous.
That's pretty great.
Is there going to be a moment of like the Yellow Jackets discovering something vital in episode 6 that would qualify it for generational wealth?
Like an obstetrician?
Yeah.
I hope so.
That would help. That would help. If they could find one real quick.
Really fast. Aren't there... did the dead man not leave any books there about delivering babies?
If he did, Laura Lee took them.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
She exploded everything.
Everything. Everything. Yeah, what are they going to find? I think they will find... I think that it's going to be a really bleak episode of Yellow Jackets coming up.
I think
up.
So, too.
Yeah, I think
I'm just preparing myself.
I think if we said doesn't matter in generational wealth as a prediction compared to how it's going to stack up against Succession, I think that we're probably going to be we're probably going to get this one right.
Yeah, we're going to see some big tears coming out of those giant Sophie and Elise eyes, I think.
Yeah, I think generational trauma.
Yeah. Well, we know that there's been generational trauma because Callie.
Yes. Yes.
So,
we do. So when it comes to Callie, that's going to be big.
And I mean, just like everything that Shauna does is generational trauma. I don't even think she's ever told her husband that there was a first baby.
Ooh, adult Shauna acknowledges the first baby.
That's something.
Let's put that in. Give Melanie Lynskey her flowers, right?
Jeez.
I think
she's got nothing to do all season, and yeah. It's really annoying.
Well, she's gone like you know, Darth Shauna here a little bit.
I know, but that's so interesting.
Yeah. I just wish that it was like more aimed at the greater narrative. I guess like I don't mind the Breaking Bad part of it. I think is kind of cool. But I just, it's all, you know, stemming from the Adam stuff, which is just like less my thing, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, in one of the first episodes, didn't this woman chop up a rabbit from her yard and feed it to her family? Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, she's been out here. She's been doing
it. Yeah, she's been on these streets for a while.
Lots of trauma in Succession this week, of course. I think how everybody is processing their grief in a really big way.
Yeah.
The pre-grieving did not really seem to work for Ron.
No, I can tell you from experience that pre-grieving does not work.
Doesn't do it.
Doesn't help.
Doesn't do it.
It just means that you're sad for a really long time and then a really bad thing happens and you're totally unprepared for it because you've been so busy being sad about the other thing.
The most umami, that certain it factor, which I really appreciated you resetting how we got there with Jess. Last time around.
Oh,
and we really
so
did
fun.
Like it. She's like, you gotta keep it. It's like, okay. Umami is sometimes
ooh,
something
mommy.
That I do say here. Well, in that case, Shauna. Next time around. I think if we're putting a lot of chips in the Shauna basket, we stand a chance of like, if it's gonna be like a really bleak, depressing episode, then the silver lining for Yellow Jackets will be like a bunch of retroactive half points.
Yeah, were they giving us a break? Because this next episode is going to be just so brutal.
If they are, then I think that they timed the break wrong.
Yeah.
I think, like, you know, give me some time to process whatever's coming next. Okay.
Give me a break after.
Yeah, Shauna in the umami category, because that could fit a lot of different possibilities. Was Bitey the most umami thing that happened on Succession?
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did they just go and, okay, first of all, let's talk about the fact that they did this in public, like at a party that was thrown by their company.
Yeah.
They just played Bitey in public. And did they just go into a random bedroom at this like loft house to have the sex?
Yes.
Okay.
It appears to be.
Man, white people are built different.
Yeah. Just biting each other at high-powered Hollywood parties. I feel like Hollywood has seen worse.
Oh, sure.
Seen weirder stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Unquestionably.
I mean, they're all, like, writing off Mattson and being like, no one ever got upset when a genius did something weird.
Yeah. Nope. Here's a layup for next week for Yellow Jackets. Most heavily effing delayed this episode.
Yeah, seriously.
I think that's going to win. That's going to get it. Okay, so I think a guaranteed half point just showed up for Yellow Jackets.
This freaking episode.
I'm trying to think of, like, what would have to be so heavily delayed to compete on Succession.
I cannot believe that they've done this. That they really, like, this is ridiculous.
I can't believe we've done this.
I can't.
Yeah.
Have you seen the meme where it's Matthew McFadden's Mr. Darcy standing, like, wet under the gazebo, and it just says, Bitey?
No, but that's good. I love that was on their mind. They're like, we want to give you a little bit of that Mr. Darcy, Tom Wamsgams. Okay, and you accomplish this with Bitey? I love the two different times Tom says Bitey. Like right before the bite, Bitey. And then afterwards, Bitey. You loved it. He had a great time.
He did.
Yeah.
He got exactly what he wanted.
Maybe Tom and Shiv getting back together was most heavily effing delayed. We're finally here.
They're not back together. They're just planning a party together at their house together.
Yeah. Just strategy.
Yeah.
That's it. Just party and strategy. Tom can't help it if he finds strategy sexy.
He can't help it.
Okay. All right. If Yellow Jackets episode 6 had been here this week.
Mm-hmm.
Would it have been the better episode against this episode of Succession? I think this is how we have to determine it. I think, did Yellow Jackets episode 6 retroactively beat Succession episode 6?
I actually think there's a debate to be had there just because of how, like, at times off-putting watching this episode of television was.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't an easy watch. It's definitely an easier rewatch than it is an initial watch.
Because it's so uncomfortable trying to like stomach, how is this going to go?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of anxiety watching Kendall take the stage.
Yeah.
I'm glad to not have that reaction to watching it anymore. I'm glad that that's gone.
I'm glad it's gone. Big shoes.
Big shoes. Big shoes. You know what?
That's how we felt about losing you last week.
Big shoes.
The whole podcast was just me and Jess saying big shoes.
Big shoes. Big shoes. Do you think that Yellow Jackets episode 6 is going to beat Succession episode 7 next week? Do we think that whatever's coming in Yellow Jackets is going to be so big that it will be big enough to topple Succession?
I don't know, because they're throwing a party on Succession and those episodes are always ridiculous.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, there's a baby about to be birthed.
Yeah.
In the wilderness.
Yeah.
By children.
Yeah.
So, tomato, tomato? I don't.
Tomato, tomato. Do we want to, like, vibe this for Yellow Jackets, or do we want to?
I think so.
Okay, so we want to say that Yellow Jackets is going to win.
Yeah.
Okay, you got it, dude, is what I'm putting in the column officially.
Just type YGID and see if you can figure it out next week.
I was also thinking hi, baby, but I didn't put that in. I really loved Living Plus. I thought Living Plus was a great episode of Succession. I've said it on multiple podcasts now. But the scene where Kendall reacts to Roman telling him that he fired Jerry, I just laughed so hard.
Shiv's godmother, Jerry?
Yeah, it was just wild. So wild where he's like, F it, drop her in the end zone. Look at you. What are you going to do? Fire Carl? Fire Frank? Hugo? F and eat Greg? Fire me?
Yeah. Frank and Carl and Hugo aren't really long for this world anyway. If Madsen takes over.
Do you think that Kendall, like, authentically wants to share this crown with Roman?
No.
Like, you don't think so?
No.
You don't think that
he wrote,
like,
number one? He didn't write number one plus number one.
Would he have felt this way if Roman hadn't abandoned him?
Yeah.
You think but so, still?
He's been accidentally saying that he's the CEO and then having to correct himself since he saw that piece of paper that maybe had his name crossed out. Yeah. Like, that was all he needed to, like, buoy him to believing that he was the one to take over, was that piece of paper.
Yes. That's all he needed.
At one point, Dad thought I was the guy. He never wrote anything to the, like, opposite. He didn't name anyone else. So it's me.
So it's me. So it is, if it is to be said.
So shall it be.
So shall it be. So it is. LaTanya, that is an episode of Versus where we talked about one show that had an episode on this week and another show that did not. And we made it an hour. I'm impressed, personally.
It went great, I think.
I thought we did an okay job with a difficult situation. We appreciate everybody's patience. We don't make the schedule.
I do.
LT does, and you should be mad at her, I think. Take it to LaTanya.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Well, we hope that you enjoyed it. We hope that you enjoyed the rest of the coverage of both of these shows we've got coming up soon, because while we did not have an episode of Yellow Jackets to discuss, that's about to change. Friday, we get Yellow Jackets episode 6. We can find out how right or wrong LaTanya and I were in our Versus predictions. Make sure you're subscribed to that feed, postshowrecaps.com/yellowjackets for the RSS link. You could also just search Yellow Jackets Postshow Recaps wherever you get your podcasts. Then Succession, we've got the wrap-up show coming up in a couple of days. But beyond that, we will be starting back up with Tailgate Party is the next episode of Succession, and it does look like it's just Party House, which should be fun.
Cannot wait.
Yeah, it's gonna be good. Make sure you're subscribed to that feed, postshowrecaps.com/succession, or just search for Post Show Recap Succession wherever you get your pods. And then subscribe to the Versus podcast, postshowrecaps.com/versus is the way to do that if you want to search by URL, or just search Post Show Recaps Versus wherever you get your pods. LaTanya, where can people find you? What you got going on?
People can find me here, making up half of a podcast with you. Yeah. People can also find me and the lovely Sarah Carradine talking about Love and Death, the show, not just generally. It's like very existential of us, but no, we're not that cool. We're talking about the Elizabeth Olsen, Jesse Plemons led television show Love and Death, which is all about the Candy Montgomery murders. Or I guess it was just a single murder that occurred back in the 80s in Texas. And we are huge true crime fans. So if you're a fan of true crime, or you're a fan of Elizabeth Olsen and you just want to see exactly what she's up to when she's not doing Marvel, please tune in for that podcast. I am also working on Barry Body with Mike Bloom. And that has been a wild experience. And you know, if you are watching and keeping up what I'm talking about, I'm not even quite sure how to continue after this last week's episode.
Oh, my God.
Continue we shall. And so that will be coming to you late Sunday night, early Monday morning after the episode airs. And then, of course, over at Rehap, I am still doing the Top Chef Rehap Up with Kurt and Haley, where we talk about season 20 of Top Chef International All-Stars and just talk about all of the great cuisine that happens not in America, which has been really fun.
How's the season been? Has it been good?
It's been like highs and lows, but the cast has gotten to the point now where I don't want to see anyone leave. So.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's always how you want it, though.
It is. Like, there's been no villain.
Yeah. When you're in this place, then you're like, okay, then I also kind of want, I would be happy with any of them winning. So
almost.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Not quite all the way.
I think that we've like gotten rid of the last person from Last Chance Kitchen that I was like,
out of here, please.
Yeah. So yeah, we're covering that. If you want to hear more about what I am talking about or tweeting about, then you can follow me on Twitter at LK Starks. And then you can follow me on Instagram at Stormborn1222.
Amazing. I'm at Round Howard, wherever you can find me, including right here in the Versus Arena next week when Succession episode 7 of season 4 goes up against Yellow Jackets episode 6 of season 2. Until then, everybody, take care and...
Oh, can you please stop buzzing around me?